The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Wait. Is it my intro again?
Yes.
Alright, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a hoot and a riot. It's a Monday. What can we do for an intro? Actually, wait, I can pull something up. Where was it? The son of your aggravation, we had it with your discipline. Cause Monday's morning, alright, for fighting and getting a little action in. Get about as old as a diesel train, gonna set this dance alight. Cause Monday's morning, the morning you like. Monday's morning, all right. Okay, Henry with me now, okay? You know the chorus. Everybody knows the chorus. Wait. It's gonna come up. Monday. Hey, Monday's morning, all right. You don't know this song?
I feel like I've never heard this. Maybe if I hear it, like,
I mean,
in the
it's Elton
song,
John or... Saturday night, but whatever. I changed it to Monday morning.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
I mean, it's been changed for, you know, do you think there's any day that this song has not been changed to? Like, has anyone sang, like, I don't know, like, Tuesday?
Tuesday is kind of... Would you say that Tuesday is the most ignored day of the week?
I think it's the lamest day of the week for sure.
Why?
Because it's the nothing burger day.
You got... Yeah.
Monday, you start a new week, you know? Tuesday? Mm-hmm. What the fuck is a Tuesday? Wednesday is the little Friday. Thursday, you're already waiting for Friday. Friday is a Friday. Saturday is like, Saturday! And then Sunday, you're like, oh shit, it was yesterday. You know, Saturday was yesterday. And then Monday again. Right. And then a fucking Tuesday. What the fuck? Who cares about a Tuesday?
I think a Tuesday is like you're in, you know, you're working hard. You're getting shit
or
done.
Hardly working.
Type of day.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I guess. Kind of. I don't know. Tuesday is kind of a nothing day, to be fair.
It truly is. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Globally Local FM, episode 67. And today we are in, actually, how do you pronounce it?
I would pronounce it Yerevan, but I don't know. I actually never looked up the pronunciation, so I could be wrong.
Okay. I would have said Yerevan, but for some, it could be Yerevan. I don't know. But anyways, Armenia.
I would say Yerevan.
Yerevan. You know, like, okay, no, this just, whatever we're going to say from now on is just going to be slightly racist. So let's just move on.
I would say it's Yerevan, man.
Yerevan, man. Buongiorno.
I don't know.
Henry,
anyway, Yerevan, Armenia. Yes, it has.
Bro, you, how are you locked in? So, like, can I just say for listeners at home, my man went, yes, it has. Not even a second passes. He already has a fucking Sprite can by his lip, just chugging it down. How the fuck?
I'm having Sprite for dinner because I'm hungry and I need some of that lemon lime juice.
And I am having Cheetos for breakfast. And that's why we're doing this podcast, because our mental health. Yeah. 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 This is me recording, by the way, waking up drunk. Well, I'm not drunk. No. Kids who listen to the show, drinking is bad. Drink Sprite like Henry's doing as I'm speaking right now.
Yes.
But, yeah, so yesterday I had like a bit of a diesel engine motor oil, known as Jägermeister. And then I didn't sleep that much. And I woke up and I was like, woo! I can still feel it.
I feel like, not to do like any alcohol talk or all that, I feel like Jägermeister is always trashed as like being bad taste, but then why do people drink it, you know?
I never trash it. I always like it.
I think Jägermeister tastes good. That's my thought. But it does need to be cooled, because if it's warm, then it kind of gets a little bit gross. But if it's cooled, then it's really solid.
I'll say this. Everybody like who says that Jägermeister is bad, is probably going home and chugging a fucking Absolut vodka, which is by far the, like, the fucking most disgusting, rancid shit anyone's ever invented. I don't know why it was popularized so much as vodka, because I guess for people, like, vodka drinkers, like, at that point, you don't care. Taste does not matter. You're just getting that, you know, like, you want to get shit done. You want to get absolutely hammered.
Right.
But as far as alcohols go, at those, how they say this, percentages, I feel like Jägermeister is definitely... The possibilities you have with mixing Jägermeister are crazy, okay?
Yes.
I tried the other way. Diesel with Jägermeister, yo, you could go for hours.
Well, I have been interested in making cocktails again recently. I haven't made any, I should say, because I don't really have glasses or any equipment.
You know what you should do for sure?
But
you should
if do anybody has shots. Any ideas? Jello shots, yeah, I'm famously great at making them. Tried once. Failed miserably, almost puked.
Actually, the fact is, he's what I found out about Henry the second time I met him ever was that he's not that great at swallowing.
Well, you know, some of those Jello shots were really, really, really rancid. They were like in that because they had all been in the fridge, but I guess this one, these ones had not been or had been in the like warmer side of the fridge, and they did not come out well, tragically.
Yeah, I'll paint a picture for the listeners, and then I'm going to move on, because we've been talking about this quite a lot. The picture is simple. Henry made Jello shots. They're like a green, slimy color, you know, like? And we were playing Uno. Whoever loses has to do a Jello shot. And Henry lost, and there was a pretty, how do I say this, like a thick Jello shot left. So my man takes it, you know, puts it down his lips. Me and Eric look at each other. Oh, bleep that name out, sorry. Me and my friend look at each other. We're like, okay, let's see how this goes. And my dear co-host just goes, and it literally, like, it goes in fully, and it comes out, not a scratch. It's like he would have, like, swallowed the marble, and it came out the same way back into the Jello shot glass. I was like, bro. That reflux was, like, crazy.
Lessons to be learned there. Next time I know I need to prepare Jello shots a bit further beforehand.
Okay,
anyway,
let's move on.
So, today we're in Yerevan, is how I chose to pronounce it, in Armenia. Rudy, I've got two facts, three facts. Did you know Armenia is known for carpets?
I didn't want to say it because it feels kind of stereotypical, but if Henry the white man says it, then I'll say it as well. Yeah, I need to know.
What's wrong with saying that? I feel like that's the most
commonly... show you the world, beautiful, dazzling place. Go on.
So Yerevan is the capital of Armenia, which is a landlocked country in Central
Asia. You're
going to
say the capital of carpets.
No. I have been looking for carpets. So if anybody has a recommendation, let me know. I don't know what that would look like because you have no info on why I need a carpet and what I need it for. But I'm willing to take
suggestions. What do you mean why I need a carpet? How many things can you do with a carpet?
Rudy, why do I need a carpet?
To have it underneath
Wrong.
Your feet.
Okay, that
okay
was
that's
right,
just
actually.
Weird then. Yeah, what the fuck? What else do you do with a carpet? Well, actually, in Eastern Europe, grannies sometimes put them on their walls. I don't know why. Sometimes you could see carpeted walls.
Yeah. Well, look, I want it to zone like different areas in my living room. But that's beside the point, Rudy. You keep distracting me. And then my final point that I've got written down, they have a big lake. So
they have a big lake, all right? Okay. It's not average size. It's a big lake, yeah? It's a big lake.
It is a big lake, factually. And speaking of big lake, man will attempt 30-hour... Sorry, this is the news, just for if we
do the jingle. Yeah, it's like man just locked the fuck in is what the man did.
Man will attempt 30-hour swim.
You didn't
across...
do the jingle! We're going on to the news!
Literally, I said, this is
no,
the
but
news
you have to do it,
because
our fans do expect us to be like, it's the news.
Okay.
Sid, at this point, I think you put like four jingles in, but go on. Go on,
man will attempt. I think this man is really going to attempt this time to read the headline. And this other man will attempt 30-hour swim across Lake Sevan. So, a 38-year-old man is attempting to break a Guinness World Record by completing a 74-kilometer swim across this lake with no help.
Whoa. 74 kilometers.
74 kilometers. and that is expected to take at least like 26 to 30 hours.
Yeah, that's how much time for it takes for the corpse to float the other way.
Yes.
Jeez, 74 kilometers.
I can't really picture what like hour 23 of swimming looks like.
That was a hour 23. Oh, like, okay. Can I just say, over the summer, I realized that I am dumb and that's okay. Sometimes I'll just accept me being dumb. You said that and I was like, an hour and 23 minutes is a really specific time to picture in swimming.
Now, okay, so you've done like a 24-hour challenge of something, Rudy, have you? Or not? I don't know.
Let me think. I've done some stupid stuff like this before. I mean, okay, the easiest that comes to mind is actually all of Latvia does, like once a year, is the Midsummer Eve where you don't sleep at night and blah, blah. So you have to like do pull an all-nighter, like by tradition. I've done that once in a while. I don't think I've done a 24-hour challenge of anything. I mean, we never ended up doing it, but me and you at some point we were thinking of playing like Sea of Thieves for like 24 hours, but we never ended up doing it.
I would still do that. I would be down to do that. Or something similar.
I know
similar.
That you did the Euro Truck Simulator with a friend of ours for like, what is it, 18 hours or some shit? No, less. Like it was a lot, right?
It was something like that. It was, we woke up at 6 and we ended at like 10 or somewhere between 10 to 12. Like it was a lot, but it wasn't that hardcore. It's just one
It has
day,
to be a game but... where you can also relax. Like I don't think you would be able to be enjoyably playing Overwatch for 24 hours.
Well, so I've done two 24-hour CSGO streams or sessions. And that was a lot of fun. But, you know, I don't know. When did we start even? I think we started at 12 midnight. Hour 5 was already pretty dire because it's like 5 a.m. Nobody's on.
Hour 5 of 24 hours. It's over, y'all.
Well, it's just like kind of halfway through on the latter end, you're just like sitting there like, what the fuck am I doing? And that's kind of what I'm picturing for the swim. Like, imagine it's just the middle of the night. You've been swimming already for like 20 hours and you're just plugging away in the dark. Like, what the fuck does that look like mentally and even physically? Like, how exhausted would you be?
So I started going to the gym as of this week, right? And I've been...
Let's
really
go,
like...
Rudy.
Thank you. And also, you know what I did? I signed up on Monday. Today is the Sunday, the only day I didn't yet go to the gym. And that's on, well, thank you, Mom. Anyways, I like the rowing machine as my last exercise a lot, right? And I don't do like times. I do, I just like however long it takes for me to row a kilometer, right? And then I just set the time of like, that's how I'm measuring like if I'm getting better or not, right? But bro, the first 250 meters, sure. And the last 250 meters of the rowing machine is always like, I'm there like, please, please, everything's burning. Please end me. This guy, whoever he is, 74 kilometers swimming. Bro, he will, I swear to God, the last 20 kilometers, he's going to be starfishing. As in like, please, I will just hope the current takes me the correct way. Also, I remember I saw a meme the other day where people had tracked of... Because a lot of people do the... I don't know what it's called, but the strait of water between the UK and mainland of Europe. And a lot of people like swim over from the United Kingdom.
The channel?
The channel, yeah. So over the channel. What's it called, like the actual channel name?
The English Channel, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. So and then somebody was tracking like how they do it, right? Every single, basically, the swimmer, it was like going straight to the mainland, and then there's like a small indent, like a hoop. They do like a loop, and they come back to inland.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking somebody in the comments just goes like, what are all these people like, dumb? Why can't they just swim straight? And then somebody was like, you know that there's current in the English Channel, right? Because somebody was just like, oh, these dumb people, they swim more than they have to. Like, why can't they just swim straight?
Well, you know, that reminds me a little bit of, have you ever seen the straight line missions from GeoWizard, Rudy?
No, not really.
Okay, just to keep it brief, because we kind of have to move on to your article. But it's so the idea is that he walks in a straight line across a country, for example, and it's really easy. I think in something like that, it's really easy to see how quickly you like can stray off of your line if you're not paying attention. And then especially with something like current, like that shit is like really brutally difficult. But yeah, I wouldn't want to swim the English Channel either. That seems like really, 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 I don't know.
I
That's
once
not
done
for
a
me.
stupid thing where we swam across like a small bay, like me and a friend of mine. He's a good swimmer. I'm a good swimmer, but I don't do like distances and swimming and stuff like that. He's a sailor boy. Holy Jesus Christ. At some point I got to the other end and I'm like, could have died over there. Nobody would have known, you know? It could have died over there. Nobody would have known except my friend who would have swam and probably didn't notice because he's that nuisance is the guy I'm talking about. He would have been like, where's
Right.
Rudy? You know? But anyways, let's move on to I have a very, sorry, short one. I have actually three for today, but we don't have to go through all of them. So, cinema, absolute cinema is my article name. Not much to the article as is, but the headline sounds like the start of a bad anecdote. This is the actual headline of the article. Tesla, Nissan, and bus number 10 collide on Freedom Avenue. So specific. So, Henry, who do you think deserved it the most?
I think the Nissan probably
The
is my
Nissan.
guess.
I would say Tesla. Unless they have that
So,
sticker on the bumper where they say, I bought this before Elon went crazy. You see a lot of those stickers right now on Teslas. So unless they had that on, ran it over.
I do think this headline is kind of set up to sound like it's talking about the companies, and then Bus 10, maybe just like in the article, comes
Yeah,
in and like hits
that's
him
what
like a
made me dig. I
truck.
was like, Tesla, Nissan, and bus number 10 collide on Freedom Avenue.
So what happened?
I mean, it's literally just a collision.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, as you said, like, there's not much to the article, but I dig the headline was genuinely, I don't know, like, it made me
Five
giggle.
people dead, Rudy laughing his ass
No,
off.
it actually nobody's dead. It wasn't that big. But okay, then I'll move to my next article, which is Almost Made You Famous, is how I named it. And you know what? This is a message to the people about who this article was made. So if you're listening, all I can say is if only you had committed to the bit. You could have been made famous by us on a different podcast if we ever did a season two.
Oh, yeah.
On August 30th, the Crisis Management Center of the Kotaik Regional Rescue Department received an alarm that the members of an expedition on the way from Mount Ara to the village of Zorowan were unable to descend the mountain. Rescuers' help was needed. The operational group of fire and rescue squad did their job perfectly, rescued the people, their home safe and sound, and that's where I went. Well, shit. And here I thought it was content.
It's really fucked up that people won't just help us out with season two. Like, all
Honestly,
you gotta do
it's.
is just
I
disappear.
mean,
Like,
listen,
sorry, but.
so many people capitalize on other people's, you know, like demise. We're doing it in a fun way. We're two white boys talking about people dying. Like, come on, that's fun, right? So, guys,
I think
stop
that's
dropping
great.
down.
It's very novel of us.
You know, sometimes I still think how unhinged we were of starting our podcast, the first episode being somebody who literally died not that long ago.
Yeah, I could, probably should have chosen someone else, to
I remember like halfway through the first season, at some point we were like I was thinking like maybe, you know, was a bit insensitive, but we never received any complaints.
Yeah, I don't know. When we started off, I just picked like a name that I'd never heard of. I probably should have started with someone that was kind of well known as a more easy introduction. But anyway, this is
Well
lessons that you
known.
learn, people.
We only started with that, so later there's a lead up to Henry Hudson, cuz that bitch in my mind 24/7.
Right, ready? I've got a second article. It's not that exciting, but I'll go for it anyway. 33, sorry, I take that back. It's really exciting. 33-meter tall Jesus statue near completion.
Oh God.
How's that for news?
Love me a good old Jesus statue.
So, 2-year-long construction project of building a 33-meter-tall Jesus statue is nearing completion. So, this has been getting built, like, piece by piece, and it's going to get assembled. But what I saw in this article is this, like, really funny picture of it's just kind of like a residential street, or more like in a workshop-type area, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But there's just, like, a massive Jesus poking out above the house, like, looking on the street below.
He's always watching you on this street specifically. It's like the most like religious, like leftist street camera for like speeding. You know those cameras things where it's like you drive into the city and they're like, there's a smiley face if you're driving on the speed limit and a sad face if you're driving over the speed limit. It's just a Jesus statue looking you down. It's like shakes his head if you're driving 1 kilometer over the speed limit. Every 100th person who does over the speed limit gets smitten.
I wonder, because you know there are like certain things that get set up to make people manage their speed more, like to make them more aware. I wonder if that genuinely has an effect. I feel like it would if you just see like a general Jesus, like what's it called? A giant Jesus statue staring down at you.
Yeah, a lot of things.
Not really cost effective, I'll say, but
there's a lot of these that I at some point popped up in Latvia. Now they're kind of like I don't know. Like at some point, I think the government tried to like implement different ways of how to reduce speed limit. And in bigger cities, we had up hearing those. I don't even know how to call them. The perspective paintings on the road.
Yeah,
where it's like you're driving, and if you're driving at like really high speed, it looks like, I don't know, like somebody's walking over the road or some shit like that, you know? But I think at some point a story came up where people almost got into an accident because of that, because technically, like, it worked, but it worked a bit too well because somebody was, you know, illegally, of course, but driving like, I don't know, like 120 kilometers per hour and thought somebody's going over the road and almost swerved into a fucking ditch near the road to swear off the road, and I was like, imagine you like ran into a tree with your new like BMW, you get out, you're like, oh my God, are you okay? And you're talking to just a painting on the ground.
I did not think it was I thought it was going to go like that people got used to just seeing two people like on the road.
I mean,
and
that as well.
Someone.
That as well, for sure. Yeah. But this story was, I guess, the person didn't know. And they're like, yo, somebody's on the road. Just...
Well, one final quote from the builders, Rudy. Despite us building, so this is what they said. Despite us building this site, or the statue, sorry, as a show of faith, we feel compelled to mention that nobody will ever be a better Christian boy than Henry from the Globally Local FM podcast. So... It's pretty cool that I'm well known in Armenia, and I do accept this.
Coincidentally,
I
us going to Armenia next week for our globally local corporate hangout, we're gonna go by that Jesus statue. Why does it have Henry's face?
Already.
All right, I think it's time for us to go to the ad.
Alrighty.
Let's see.
I think I hit the table while talking. Sorry, Sid.
Sid, shoot him.
Oi. Are you sick of all these meal kits telling you what to eat, how to cook, and when to eat it? Do you feel like your life has been restricted too much by meal-based subscription services? Well, come to the grocery store where you have endless possibilities. You can flex your creative muscles, figure out your own recipes, and decide for yourself what you are having for dinner. You can learn to cook better on the fly without some restricting recipe. Did you know that shopping at grocery stores produces 50% less carbon than any meal subscription service? And yes, I did just pull that stat out of my ass. And the best part is, no subscription to pay. Just walk in and out, get whatever you please. Organizing your dinner could not be more convenient. Go to the grocery store today.
Oy. Also, why were you doing groceries as we were listening to the ad? That Sprite can is doing God's work with those noises.
Well, that's why I like finished it while we were listening to the ad.
Sid will mute it, but damn, we live in a modern day, modern world.
All right. That ad was written in mild annoyance to all the like meal subscription plans that make it sound like you're a stupid ass who doesn't know how to cook dinner.
Do you want a beef of the week?
about beefs of the week?
Like, if I want to explain my beef of the week here, or if I want to do a beef of the week about the beef of the week?
We haven't done,
segment.
I think, beef of the week in a while. We should
let's keep
up something
for next
episode.
How's that? All right.
Sure, Girly Pop. Which, by the way, about Girly Pop, this is a story I think is good for the podcast. So, for some reason, I don't know, like, I thought it was funny. Started calling Nuisance, my bestie of mine, a Girly Pop, for, like, whenever I see him. But he's a bit like, Ada said, it's like, he doesn't remember these things very well. He walks in yesterday in the gym, right?
Right.
And it's like, you know, a gym environment, like, bros around and stuff like that, like you know, testosterone-overfilled men. He's trying to joke, clearly, but he comes, and me and Nuisance, we don't look, how do I say it? It's like, us together, we don't look straight at all, you know? Comes to me, two stick men in the gym. Hey, my lollipop. I was like, please, bro. Please,
oh, no,
bro.
That's good. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was like, I'm gay, but I'm not that gay. Please, bro.
Very him-coded, I gotta say. That sounds exactly like a story I'd expect from him. And I've only met the guy once.
Love the guy to bits. I genuinely love the guy. He goes through life just like, whatever's on his mind, he will say it, no matter the environment.
All right, everybody, close your eyes and picture this. You wander the city, exploring the various historic buildings and enjoying the architecture. However, Rudy, you came here for one thing, and one thing only. You're looking for a new rug to put in your living room. After visiting various shops, you head to the Vernissage Market to explore some possibilities. On entering, you trip and hit your head. But you're not too hurt, so you get up, like the strong boy that you are. But suddenly, when you look around, you no longer look to be in a market. Instead, you have entered some sort of alternate dimension. The walls are carpet. The floor are carpet. Floor is carpet, I should say. The ceiling is carpet. The rooms all connect to one another, but you cannot seem to find a way out. It seems to be endlessly the same dimension. After walking for a while, you suddenly hear a noise when a dark figure approaches you. You try to run, but it's too fast. And right before it catches you, you black out. As you regain consciousness, you hear the check-in attendant at the airport saying, "All right, so 4 extra bags of rugs, that's going to be 3,000 bucks extra." And then when you check your bank account, you see that you spent most of your savings on carpets. Darn, the carpet dimension got you again. So if spending outside of your means sounds like an appealing vacation to you, Rudy, then maybe Yerevan can be your next destination.
Can I just say, both of our default humor of not knowing what to write for content and defaulting to unexplainable phenomena is becoming a thing.
Well, I feel like that's what I've been going to anyway for almost all of these, but...
All right, ladies and gentle bozos, it's time to truly find out if you have what it takes to become an unquestionable piece of the puzzle that is Yerevan society. So, first things first, how is your relationship with Big Daddy? I mean, the Big Don. You know, Papa White Sheets upstairs. Because down here in Yerevan, and in wider Armenia, of course, they do love their churches, crosses, and very old men, and even older religious clothing. Another thing you should consider is either buying a car made out of titanium, or buying a super cheap one every month. Because Lord Almighty be my witness when I say that traffic accidents are a daily minimum in the capital city. For real though, I don't know why. And to add some spice to the mystery, roads in Yerevan. Top quality shit, brethren. Like, no cap, on God, for real skibbity fam. So, IDK, what's with the traffic accidents? But that cement be fire. So, to sum it all up, I'm just looking at Henry. Henry's just slowly giving up the more I speak. To sum it all up, paved roads until heaven, but fear not, Yerevan proves that even God cannot prevent you from an idiot driver. If that sounds like a statement you'd like to test out, hop on in your car and off the road you go. It was honestly like a challenge. Yeah, it was weird because I was looking at the Google Maps coverage. Roads, genuinely, like, top quality shit. And yet I go and read the news and it's like, every other car has broken down in the capital city because of some or other traffic accident. I was like, how are you getting all this? Like, are you driving around without driver's licenses? Like, crazy.
All right, already in a similar vein, my local radio recommendation is Radio Drive. You're only allowed to listen into the car is what I've decided. And the music that was playing is what sounded like Armenian classics, so though I have no clue what they sound like, so I could be very wrong.
For my radio recommendation, I suggest Public Radio of Armenia, which truthfully I did not get to listen to, but by the sound of it, this is where you get to hear the true voice of the people, presumably screams of those going off-road.
Then my local business recommendation, this is not particularly close to Yerevan, I should say, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention it, Rudy.
Go to
my
London.
My recommendation is to visit the brand new cricket ground in Savan, where you can watch a nice game of cricket surrounded by the natural beauty of Mount.
For my local business, I'll tie into my previous segment and save you the trouble. If need be, Polyclinic number 2 is right in the middle of the city, so if you had a small mishap on the road, stop on by. They will be happy to have you.
All right, well, everybody, that was it for today's visit in Yerevan. How do we wrap up usually? This was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah.
I allowed you to go through it because I usually do it, and I was like, how long it will take for him to realize he doesn't do this usually?
you can check out the big man on Twitch, Big Pengu, is it?
Colossal, yes? Pengu.
Colossal Pengu, that's what I'm saying. That's what I said all along. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, you know?
You can find Rudy on Instagram at 000 RUDIS 000.
000 Rudy 000. Which apparently is a nickname in the friends group for me now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You can find me rehearsing the outro at home. And you can find us next week in Aqaba in Jordan.
Woo! How do we? Henry, is that a flying carpet? I will show you the world. Beautiful.